consulting the wizard? There was not enough light to see it, but Smets knew she would be looking from one soldier to another, scared, trying to decide if she had good reason to be. She croaked.
Yes.
May we have your name? We have to keep track of everyone who comes and goes.
Why?
I don't know, ma'am. It's orders. It's the same all over town, wherever there's anybody in this line of business. Me and Luke, being naturally lucky, we got this here clown on our beat that don't seem like he's going to get done all night.
You can go loaf in a tavern or whatever it is you'd rather be doing. I was his last client tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Right after we get your name and how to find you if we need to talk to you again. The woman sputtered but gave the soldiers what they demanded. The Greys usually got what they wanted. Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your cooperation. The streets being what they are at night, Luke will walk you over to make sure you get there safely.
Smeds grinned. That was one slick Grey boy.
The silent partner set off with the woman. The other soldier resumed his patrol.
Smeds rose.
We're lucky. He'll really stop off for a beer. To get any luckier than we've just been, the bastard wizard would have to be in there dying of heart failure right now. You ready?
Yes.
Let's get it over with. Quietly.
Smeds dashed across the street.
Quietly.
Fish was supposed to give him time to get around back. Then Fish, whom the wizard had not met, would knock on the front door.
Smeds was supposed to get in, quietly, and come at the wizard from behind. The tactic made no sense to Smeds, but he was not the general here. He stopped, astonished. A side window stood open to let in the cool night air. He paused to catch his breath, then peeked. The room was the one where the wizard had seen Timmy the first time they had come. The wizard was in there, puttering around, putting things away, and mumbling to himself. This was better than any back door. Fish's knock, when it came, was so discreet, Smeds almost missed it. The wizard cocked his head, looked like he was trying to make up his mind whether or not to answer. Finally, muttering, he left the room. Smeds hoisted himself through the window, went after the man. He did not recall the floor being creaky. He hoped his memory was playing no tricks because he was taking no precautions against floor noise. He drew his knife as he moved. The nerves went away. It seemed almost as though he was a bystander in his own mind. He noted that he was moving much more fluidly than was usual, ready for anything in the midst of any movement. The wizard growled, "Keep your pants on!" and started fumbling with the latch as Fish knocked for the third time. Smeds peeked carefully. The wizard was at the door, 10 feet away, back to him, just opening up. Fish asked,
"Professor, Dr. Dammit?"
"Yes. What can I do?"
And that was it. Smed saw the